Finally, we get to have a little privacy. I've been trying to get you alone all day. I mean, I love meeting your family, but I just wanted to spend time with you. Do you think it's strange that they're meeting me? I mean, you are dating your professor after all. Or, I should say, former professor. But now finally we can have a real relationship. I'm sure they suspect maybe there was some tension before when you were my student. I don't think they're stupid. Well, it all started after class. We'd go into deeper conversations after the lecture. You were always so smart. Still are. You have so many good points that you bring up. And I know you didn't want to bring them up during class because I think the other students may suspect something if you did. Especially the way I couldn't stop smiling when you talked to me. You're so cute. So attentive. Remember the first night? I heard a knock at my door. I let you in. And I was hoping it was you. There you were standing. Books in hand. Looking a little nervous. I think it can be intimidating at times. You asked me a few questions about the next paper that was due. It sounded like you were on the right track. You're always very organized. But I could tell something was up. You seemed a little stressed, remember? Yeah. And that's how it began, our routine. It would get down to the wire and I could tell the tension was building in you. You'd come to my office and I'd offer up a nice back rub. Innocent at first, of course. Until it wasn't. Do you remember that? Just like I'm doing now. Reaching my hands down the front of your shirt. You look so good tonight. I love watching you laugh and interact with your family. You're so handsome. Just wanted to get you alone. So we could have our special time together. And I know you're stressed for the holidays. I can see you clenching your jaw. That pensive look on your face. Yeah. Let me take care of it for you. All you have to do is listen to what I say. And then you know in the end, all that stress will melt away from you. Oh, there you go. Your shoulders are so tight. Just relax and breathe. That's it. Are you sure people don't come down this hallway? Okay, I trust you. It's your parents' house, after all. How naughty of you to have your former professor here in your home with you. Yeah, you like it, don't you? Yeah. You're kind of a naughty boy like that. used to fantasize about me, didn't you? Were you thinking about me during dinner? Oh, you were. What were you thinking about? Yeah, you were staring at my lips, weren't you? This pretty pink lipstick I'm wearing today. It's quite festive, isn't it? I think it would look better at the base of your cock, though, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you stay there. I told you I'm gonna take care of everything. Oh my god. You've made a few wet spots on your khaki pants. Hopefully they'll dry up. Let's get them off of you. Oh, there we go. Fuck. So when you were looking at me across the dinner table, did you picture my lips wrapping around the tip like this? Yeah, this was also a part of our routine, wasn't it? I'd rub your back. And then taste your cock. Yeah, you like looking down at your pretty professor sucking your dick, don't you? Now we can be out in the open and do it whenever we like. But I like this added element at your parents' house. Still a bit sneaky, isn't it? I think that's one of the things I like the best about it. It's such a turn on having to hide it, isn't it? Yeah. Hey now, those moans are getting a little bit too loud. Why don't you bite your lip for me? Yeah. Just like that. That's a good boy. Bite your lip as I suck this cock. Look, and you have lipstick all over your cock now. Some on your underwear, too. Yeah, I did wear this skirt for a reason. Why do you think? I maybe had this planned. Sneak you away over at your parents' house so I could ride your cock. Whenever I wanted to. My pussy has been wet all night looking at you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you couldn't let me ride this cock at your parents' house. Yeah, fuck. Oh. Yeah, you like feeling my pussy squeeze around your cock. Oh, fuck. I won't stop squeezing. It feels so fucking good. I think there was just too much tension build up tonight. You could feel it too, couldn't you? Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so fucking good inside of me. I'm trying to keep it down. Here, I have an idea. Grab my panties and put them in my mouth. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, you can't come in my pussy. It's just gonna drip down my legs. I want you to come in my mouth, okay? Yeah, come in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Such a big fucking load. Are you saving that for me? Yeah. Oh, looks like there's still a drop. And a couple more. So tell me, does it still feel naughty? Yeah. I was worried maybe if we started dating that interesting part of our relationship would go away and you wouldn't want me as much. But I find the opposite to be true. It just gets more intense every time. Oh, and your cock. I feel so good every single time you fuck me. I think we have to go back downstairs. It's time to open up gifts, isn't it? What? What? But you like me like this? I feel vulnerable. I just told you something I was holding in. How does that make you feel? Yeah. Then do it. Fuck me again. Bend me over this bed and fuck my brains out. Yeah? Are you gonna send me down there with your cum dripping down my thighs? Then do it. Fucking do it. Oh, fuck. I can't help but be loud this time. Fuck. Oh, yeah, you wanna be me come, don't you? It's just gonna make a big mess. Oh, yeah, you like your messy girl, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah, lift my leg up like that. Oh, fuck, you get it so fucking deep. Oh, you're so fucking deep in this pussy. Oh, fuck, it's so... Oh, can't they fucking hear us? I know, but I'm worried. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. I'm gonna come all over this fucking cock. Yeah, I need another load. Yeah, I want you to fill up my holes. Yeah, fuck. Oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. You told me to clean it up. Oh, fuck. I think they're gonna notice you. Okay. I'll leave it for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. You're gonna have to help me walk. Oh. Mm-hmm. We're like having our little secret still. This time, it's gonna be that I'm full of your cum. Sitting next to everybody while it runs down my thighs. Fuck.